Welcome to your five for today. It was time for the Sunday sermon, and the congregation settled back in their seats, waiting for their pastor to speak to them. This week, however, he surprised them. He stepped down from the pulpit and stood behind a table set on the floor at the front of the church. Reaching down behind the tablecloth, he lifted up a large sweet jar. He then took a number of rocks, each one about 2 inches in diameter, and put them in the jar. He continued until the rocks reached right up to the rim. Turning to the congregation, he asked, "Is the jar full?" The answer came in the form of several nods and a few quiet voices muttering, "Yes." He bent down and lifted a bucket, and from it poured gravel into the jar, shaking the jar gently as he did so. Slowly the smaller stones slid between the rocks as they, too, reached the rim. Turning to the congregation again, he said, "Is the jar full now?" There were a few more nods, and a lot of puzzled expressions around the church. The pastor bent down again and picked up a bag of sand and very carefully poured it into the jar, slowly shaking it to allow the dry sand to settle to the bottom between the rocks and the gravel. Finally, he held up the jar. "Well," he asked, "is the jar full?" "Yes," came the muttered response. With a smile, the pastor bent down and picked up a bottle of water, which he poured into the jar. The water found its way between the rocks, the gravel, and the sand. Looking at the congregation, he simply said, "Well?" Silence. "This jar," he said, "is your life. The rocks represent Jesus Christ. If you give him first place, he can fill your life and give it meaning. The gravel represents the needful things in life, your family, your home, your job. Put God first and the needful things will find their place. The sand are the nice things in life, the little luxuries like holidays and hobbies. They're not essential, but can add to our lives. And the water are our pleasures, the icing on the cake. Now, get hold of this," the pastor said. "Put God first, and there is room for all the other things in right proportion. But if you fill the jar with water or sand, the other things will find no place at all. Live for self, and your home, your family, and your relationship with God will all suffer. Our lesson today is this. Get your priorities right, and your life will be full. May God bless you today. Thank you for listening."